those in authority, like parents or teachers or anyone, that, and you're afraid of making a mistake, so you keep qualifying, which is just watering down.
Okay.
In other words, when a child says, hear the difference, we'll give you an example. So a child says, I want to be a famous football player. And I want to be one of the best people ever out there on the field, and I want to make a career of it. And I want to be seen by the best of the teams, and I want them to all want me. And I want to have the physical being and the mental acuity and the strength and the ability that matches the power of my desire. I want to be a really good, well-known, powerful, professional, well-paid football player. This is what I want to be. Now, that is spoken by someone in the vortex, tuned in, tapped in, turned on, sure about what he wants, and someone speaking like that is powerful and will get what he wants. No question, because all universal forces will line up, and in the absence of resistance, that would be. It is law. Now, we'll speak from that same person's perspective, sort of in the way that you were doing it with us. I want to be, I know I'm not ready to be it yet, a professional football, okay. But I know I need to be a lot bigger than I am, and I know that you can see that I'm not really big enough, but I'm going to grow, and I'm going to get bigger and stronger. I want to be a professional football, and I know that that you may not think that I can be, but I'll start smaller, and I'll try really hard, and I think that I can eat things that'll bulk me up a little bit, I do have a very strong desire about it, and I'm going to be a professional. Well, I won't start out professional. At first, I'll be very amateurish, and at first, no one will really want me at all because I won't be very good at it or very big, and a lot of people don't think that I could ever be what I want to be because as they look at me now, they don't really understand where I'm going. But I'm going to be and then somewhere along that way, they'd say, "Oh, forget it." I'll forget it. I think I'll go to a therapist. And so then they sit in the office of the therapist and they say, I want to be a football player. And the therapist says, Well, wouldn't you just as soon be an ice skater or a computer genius don't you think you should face your reality? Do you know how big football players usually are? Because therapists are sort of responsible to the now reality. They don't want to go into your vortex and cause you to dream because they're afraid. They've got to cover all of their bases. We were visiting with a nurse one day who wanted to know what could she do to help people become weller, and we gave her a spiel sort of like we're giving you, and she said, "Oh, Abraham, I couldn't do that. I'm not allowed to give false hope." And from her perspective, anyone who's sick that you're encouraging them to be well is false hope because clearly they're sick. You see?
Right.
So that's sort of what we're getting a little bit from you. You are so concerned about the perspective.
Lot, yeah.
It's more than that. You're concerned about the perspective and the reaction of others. And we want to sort of hammer you here. We so want you in the vortex where you belong that we want you to leave this ship not giving a rip what anybody else thinks, including Abraham. We want you to say, these things I want and these things I will get, and I don't know the exact path, but I know the laws of the universe, and I know I've got a vortex going, and I know that I've got plenty of stuff in there, and I haven't lived this life for nothing, and I've put plenty of stuff over there, and I know that when I move in the direction of what's there, I don't feel stuck, I feel euphoric, and when I feel a little stuck, that's great for me to know, because that feeling of stuckness means I've got the tug of war going again, and every time you get the tug of war going, you know what it means? It means you've activated somebody else in your experience, and you've split. It's not them tugging on you. It's you've split your allegiance to caring what source cares, feels about, and what they feel about. And anytime you're trying to please anybody but the source within you, you get stuck.
That makes sense.
Every time.
Yep.
So what charisma is and what power